in the presentation, we use the present value tables. The present value tables are very crude. They use whole number interest rates and whole number years. That's why we have the bond calculator. Spreadsheets make life a whole lot easier. So open up the bond calculator in Excuse or Excel, or OpenOffice, or any program that reads Excel spreadsheets. And you will see the bond example that we have in the presentation from ExxonMobil. It's a 10-year bond. It matures the 15th of March, 2024. The coupon rate is 3.176. And the last quote as of March 28th was $1,014.60. Well, type that data into the gray areas, and the bond calculator comes back with a price very close to what the quoted price was. Yes, bonds are fixed. We know how much this ExxonMobil bond will pay us in the future, assuming there's no default, and I don't think anybody thinks Exxon's going to default. Notice it's rated AAA higher, exactly, higher than the federal government, United States government. Figure that one out. And the annual payments come back with $1,014.54. The semi-annual payments, which are actually more precise, come back with $1,016.25. Well, let's see. What would cause the actual quote to be a little lower than the semi-annual payments, which are more precise? Right, the fact that it's AAA rated and it's ExxonMobil, people are willing to pay an extra couple of bucks for that security, that certainty of knowing you're going to get your money back from ExxonMobil. And then on the second page is the internal rate of return calculation, which you should look familiar, that we discussed in Chapter 6, and we can see that the internal rate of return calculation is very precise and gives us a better yield than the yield to maturity approximation formula that we use in the worksheets and the assignment and the exam. Okay, so play with this bond calculator. Maybe you might want to look up some other bonds on your own and put in the data and see how close the actual quotes are to what the calculator tells us they should be. Yes, dear students, bonds are boring. What's the unpredictable part of bonds? Interest rates. If we know the future direction of interest rates, then bonds become much more like stocks. Yeah, exactly, more exciting. But there are people who are paid, as we said, tremendous sums of money to incorrectly predict where interest rates will go. Can you imagine if they could actually predict where interest rates will go? Then they wouldn't be telling anybody, would they? Yes, they'd keep it to themselves. Have fun!